The lack of moisture starting to get critical. Hello, everyone, and thanks for being with us. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
We're terribly dry here in Dyer County and as well as Crockett County and even parts of Gibson County. We're awful dry, and I haven't had rain, I don't believe, since about the third day of May.
Dyer County row crop farmer Tommy Rye says with each day without a significant rain, his crops are becoming much more stressed. And that's a sentiment heard throughout much of the state.
It's hard to say. With cotton, I've got some cotton. I think cotton seed will lay there a long time that haven't come up. And I think if we could get a rain within the next 2 to 3 days, maybe by the weekend, I think we'll still be okay. It's going to push us. We're going to be late, I think, unless we do something to put some ketchup on it some way or another.
Rice has about 1,600 acres of cotton, and while cotton is adapted to withstand drier conditions, usually that's after it's made a good stand and on into the summer months. In Lincoln County, farmer Josh Ogle says it's extremely dry there and getting to a critical point for his 1,300 acres of corn.
I would suspect we're getting to the point where we're definitely losing yield potential. I know that they say the early stage of the corn around the fifth ring, fifth leaf or so, is where they call the corn sets up how many rows is actually on the cob. So we're past that point by far, and it's definitely, I'd say, shorted our yield potential some, but to what degree, I'm not real sure just yet.
Now, Ogle says they do have irrigation on about 500 acres of their corn crop, but none on the some 2,700 acres of cotton.
Cotton's holding on real good. Of course, cotton's a little more dry weather tolerant. We'll be able to make it on it for another few days and maybe even a week without hurting too bad, but it's definitely slowed it up.
Drought conditions prevail all across Tennessee. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.